Senate Intelligence Bureau Director Armand Izard was scanning the crowd that had welcomed Supreme Chancellor Palpatine when his comlink chimed. The speeder bus had berthed moments earlier, and the Chancellor and his hand-picked party were moving down the red-carpeted colonnade toward the atrium turbolifts. In passing, Izard noted that Jedi Skywalker had lingered behind to speak privately with Senator Amidala. A muscular man, who had a talent for going unnoticed in a crowd despite his height, Izard was dressed in an unadorned gray uniform. His black hair matched the luster of his knee-high boots, leaving the red carpet for the relative solitude of the Tears forest of ornate columns. He depressed the comlink's accept button and glanced down at the device, whose small screen displayed the face of the Bureau's assistant director. "I just wanted to alert you to a little confab that's transpiring in one of the lower-tier berths," the assistant director said. Izard's dark eyes continued to track the movements of the welcome committee.
"Go on."
"Senators Dacine, Largetto, and Czar have taken possession of a carry case delivered by the pilots of an old YT freighter."
The three senators were well-known members of the Delegation of 2000, a loyalist coterie opposed to the strong measures Chancellor Palpatine had enacted since the start of the war. "Jedi Master Zhupi Shea is also present."
"Technical division?"
"That's the one."
Izard walked while he spoke.
"Interesting that they should be holding a private meeting while several of their cohorts are up here."
"Which ones?"
"Danu, Mali D, Ikwe, the usual bunch. Do you have audio of the meeting?"
"No. Countermeasures were taken, but we were able to snake a snoop cam through the landing bay's intake vents, so we have acceptable video."
"The carry case?"
"Too soon to know what it contains. Our people are working on cleaning up the surveillance feeds."
"Do we have anything on the couriers?"
"Nothing yet. The freighter carries a Rawl Tier registry and is owned by a company called the Republic Group."
"That could be telling."
"I thought so, too. The pilots transmitted a valid authorization code to Senate Airlane Control."
Izard paused at the edge of the Stark Atrium, where the Chancellor and the others were awaiting a turbolift. The area was filling fast with senators who had emerged from the shelters and wanted to offer their congratulations to Palpatine. Izard found the lack of security appalling. Fierce fighting had occurred in the vicinity of the annex while Palpatine had been held prisoner, and it was possible that the Separatists had infiltrated Flesh and Blood or droid assassins. Yet here Palpatine was, acting as if he'd only been out for a stroll, a pair of Republic guards his only protection. But that was typical of him, despite the strain it placed on the Intelligence Bureau. Typical of him, too, to admit only loyalist senators to the docking berth, in full knowledge of their growing impatience with the sweeping changes he had made, the liberties he had revoked. Palpatine had at least agreed with Izard's suggestion that the media be held at bay for a while longer. Izard thought about the clandestine meeting. The senators were harmless, but he didn't like the idea of a Jedi being present. Members of the Order had been doing more than their usual share of snooping about of late, eavesdropping on Senate sessions, investigating old tunnels that ran beneath the works and the sub-basements of 500 Republica. It had to stop.
"Send a squad of shock troopers to disrupt the meeting," he said, "with orders to hold the senators for questioning."
"What about Master Shea?"
"Supply a credible pretext for the intrusion. Senate security concerns, a bomb threat, whatever you need. Shea will keep out of it."
"And the couriers?"
"Charge them with possession of a stolen security code, impersonating emergency personnel, and violating restricted airspace."
Izard paused, then said,
"I'll see to their interrogation myself."